teams get ready to go. Shoot, promo, shoot, promo. Stating your opinion, are you serious, bro? Shoot, promo, shoot, promo. Talking about some wrestling for just a little bit. Shoot, promo, shoot, promo. Tagged explicit so we can say shit. Fucking shoot, promo, shoot, promo, shoot.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are in internet land. Welcome to another edition of Shoot Promo, the only wrestling game show in the world. I'm, of course, your host, Red Reddington. It's Saturday, the 6th of July, 2013. Fucked up the word 20 there. And we are back again for a third season. This time, we're doing a shorter season with two permanent team captains. So, without further ado, let's meet our teams. On team that is calling themselves Wyatt's second cousins twice removed, their team captain is Mr. GoldenEye.
Hey, I'm back. I'm better than ever.
Oh, man, I was hoping for a full rendition, but we'll let it slide. Also joining him is a man who calls himself Adam the Feverish.
Thank you, Red. Now I have an announcement to make. Just then, Adam the Feverish pulls off his Adam the Feverish mask to reveal he was actually Suicide the whole time.
Now hold on, Brother Dude Jack. The Hulkster knows you're not Suicide, because the real Suicide was Adam the Feverish this whole time. This isn't stupid writing at all.
Brilliant stuff. Great impressionist as well. And they're joined also by a man who calls himself Sky, which means he's over all of us.
You're right, I am over all of you. But what I'm going to use that power for? Merchandising! Merchandising! We got all sorts of Shoot Promo stuff. We got Shoot Promo the t-shirt. We got Shoot Promo the flamethrower. We got Shoot Promo the Shut Up Sway Face doll.
God damn it. User has disconnected from your channel.
Let's move on to the other team who've called themselves this week the Furry Irish Bulls, which is a very familiar name. They're headed up by Tiffy the Tire Fire.
The boyhood dream has come true for Tiffy Lockhart.
Your first time, man, you're breaking in your Shoot Promo virginity. It's good to know. We've set you up with two veterans. The man who is more predictable than a joke from Sickopedia. It's Swerveface.
My PC takes such a long time to shut down, I've decided to call it Nelson Mandela.
Wow.
Ouch.
Oof.
Please vacate the premises.
We have also hooked you up with the Irish part of the Minty Irish Bulls. He's here to bring you the tundra. It is PX!
It's always been a fantasy of mine to be a sex slave for two bears. One is cis male, the other transgender, pan-quasi-bisexual.
Get off Tumblr.
The old jokes are coming back, and of course, we are joined by our live studio audience, who are here to boo and cheer accordingly. Say hello, studio audience!
Hello,
shut up!
Shut up,
Swerveface.
Can you
stop it? So, let's move on. The teams will attempt to answer questions about this past week in wrestling, as well as taking part in some more improvisational rounds. Along the way, they'll be awarded with points for being funny, positive, and original, whilst having points deducted for moaning, groaning, and making sweeping generalized statements. Points will be awarded and deducted with accompanying sounds. For example, if the team says something slightly funny, they'll be awarded 1 point, and they'll hear this noise. If they say something funnier, they'll be awarded 2 points, which sounds like this. And if they say something hilarious, they'll be awarded with 3 points, like this. On the other hand, if they start drifting too far off topic, or they say something terribly unfunny, I'll deduct points, which sounds like this. So, seeing as we're back on the air for a third time and we couldn't think of any other round to start with, we might as well start with winners and losers. This opening round allows the panel to build up an early lead for their team by each of us telling us who they feel were this week's biggest winners and or losers. For example, you could say this week's biggest winner is Rob Van Dam, who will be returning to the Money in the Bank pay-per-view to compete within the eponymous match itself, where every single winner, bar one, has gone on to become champion. You could also say this week's biggest loser is Rob Van Dam, because after Money in the Bank, Creative will have nothing for him, and he will have to begin a series of segments where he can't make it to the arena because his vehicle broke down. That will be Rob's damn van coming to Sci-Fi this summer. So that being said, teams, who do you believe are this week's biggest
losers? Pat-Man yourself.
I should pat myself with terrible puns. So that being said, teams, who do you believe are this week's biggest winners and losers? Let's go over to Wyatt's second cousins twice removed. Let's go to GoldenEye. This week's biggest winners and or losers.
This week's biggest winner has got to be Shoot Promo. I mean, it's coming back for its third season. You know, great show. I love it. One of the team captains. But it's also because in that merchandising thing that Sky said, there is also the Red Reddington doll. You pull a string and he goes, "Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are in internet land." And this week's biggest loser is the Wyatt family, unfortunately, because we all know that whenever he debuts, everybody is just going to be screaming at the top of their lungs, "Husky Harris, clap, 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 clap."
That is, I mean, I am really hoping that when the Wyatt family does actually debut, there's going to be the whole McMahon clash, which I can't wait for, genuinely. Let's move on, though. Let's not wait any longer. Let's go over to Tiffy. Tiffy, who do you believe are this week's winners and or losers?
I hate to start off negatively, but I'm going to have to go with my loser first. And my loser is the Big O, Adam O'Ryder, because, you know, he didn't get onto Final Gut Check, but at the same time, they all said that their mind was made up and they weren't going to put him through from the very beginning. And so he not only lost to Howe, he also lost in a contest where neither of them were going to win in the first place. So my winner, and this might be a little bit controversial, but I think I like to stay positive, and you need to know the whole story behind it. I'm going to say my winners are the Sioux City, Iowa crowd. Now, the reason being is because, yes, they were quiet for much of the night, but you don't know the whole story. You see, about 45 minutes into the show, there was a baby who really needed their sleep. And the mother asked every single audience member, could you please just not make any more noise for the rest of the night? And they did, and they were very courteous, and that takes a lot of dedication and coordination. So I have to say that they are my winners for the week.
It's impressive, you know, to get like a courteous response from a bunch of wrestling fans when someone's told to shut up. Let's move on and go to Adam the Feverish. Who are your winners and or losers this week?
All right. This week's winner is, strangely enough, WWE Jobbers. With Dolph Ziggler turning face and being involved in the World Heavyweight Championship scene, it means that typical credibility building filler matches that we all know and love are going to be coming more and more. So, not only does this grant these guys more on-air matches to showcase their stuff, but with Ziggler as their opponent, there's bound to be tons of extreme selling on both sides. Ziggler's talents as a first-rate salesman will cause these obvious squash matches to seem less obvious and highlight the skills and abilities of his opponents. Overly optimistic stretch? Maybe, but I'm looking for any excuse to root for Zigglypuff. Also, this week's loser is unfortunately TNA. For their untimely loss of the future Hall of Famer and professional wrestling icon, Joey Ryan. It's painful to see a company that has invested so much into such a sure thing, only to see it slip between their fingers. Sure, Joey is incredibly talented and way too dignified for TNA's hacky writing. But just for him to just up and leave them like that, I mean, it's just... Wait, TNA fired him? Oh, fuck those guys.
Bad day for all. Sad day for all of us here. I have no idea who you're talking about. Let's move on. Let's go over to Swerveface. Shows how much I've been paying attention to wrestling. Let's go over to Swerveface. Your winners and losers. Sorry, man. Your winners and losers. Go ahead.
This week, I am also starting with the losers. It's the TNA audience after everyone's favorite commentator, Taz, re-signed with the company. They had a chance to show him the door and possibly bring back Todd Kennelly, but nope. Taz said three words. Let me speak! Also losers, Kristen York, Joy Vine, Crimson, Madison Vane, and whoever else got shit canned. This week's winner, however, is whoever has received the charity that Ricardo Rodriguez will be during his first wellness policy. Not only will he provide his Spanish announcing, he'll also offer you some weed, pills, steroids, or whatever the fuck was needed for his voice that got him 3 days off.
I was hoping for a longer hold of the note there, but I'll give you a point for that anyway. Let's go back over to Wyatt's second cousins, twice removed, and let's talk to Sky. Sky, who are your winners and losers this week?
I'm starting off with the winners because I love to stay positive. I would say that the NXT crowd actually ended up being the winner of this week because, you know, it's the Full Sail crowd. It was a hell of a night. And they finally showed us, or rather, the little Jimmies at home, that Bo Dallas is a terrible, terrible thing, and they got a breath of fresh air with him losing that title. Oh, wait. Oh, goddamn. All right, so on to losers. I'd have to say that it's the Sioux City crowd. They had a chance, man. They really each had the chance to be that, That post-WrestleMania crowd several months after it happened, but, you know, just didn't happen. And also, they were complete tryhards the whole time.
I did notice that about 3 people from the post-WrestleMania crowd turned up and tried to start chants, but only one of them would start and no one else would follow. It's a sad thing, guys. Just because you've seen it on YouTube, don't copy it. That includes Crumpets and Complaining. Let's move on. Go to PX. Please round off this winners and losers this week.
Never try this at home. 2 winners, 2 losers, and a special mention this week. First winner is Daniel Bryan, as he got to open Raw for a second straight week and was also allowed to give a rebuttal to each and every one of the other 5 men who joined him to talk. Just complete shit in the ring. Make him look like an actual important guy for once. The second winner is Dolph Ziggler, whose face turn has resulted in him actually winning some matches, overcoming the mighty 3MB this week on Raw and SmackDown, doing so by summoning John Morrison's parkour gimmick on Raw. And yes, this is the strongest possible world title push we can give Dolph. Speaking of old gimmicks, my first loser of the week is Christian, who has recently returned to television after his large absence with his old heel gimmick of needing one more match with Randy Orton on SmackDown this week in a never-ending series of one more matches, and therefore confirms my suspicions that Creative are planning to give Christian the gimmick of Bastion from the never-ending story, which also leads me to believe the McMahons will play the role of the Nothing sweeping over WWE. My second loser this week is the USA Network, because it was announced this week that Bray Wyatt will be debuting next week, which will result in everyone watching at home to run from their TVs, causing ratings to plummet dramatically. And finally, a brief mention for poor old Cryback, who was on the fast track to nowhere after the master technician known as The Miz worked his leg so bad that he had to forfeit the match on Raw. That's all I can really say. Poor guy. He is done.
It is sad to see Ryback leave television after such a strong push. I mean, defeating all those people and having Mark Henry fall on top of him. I mean, it was supposed to be, man. It was supposed to be. Let's have a look at the scores after that first round. In the lead currently with 21 points are the Fiery Irish Bulls, slightly trailing behind are Wyatt's second cousins, twice removed, but this it's still all to play for, guys. We move into our first official round this week, which is the WWE round, which this week is all about champions. So, team captains, who have you deemed to be championship material within your team? Let's go to those slightly behind. GoldenEye, who have you nominated?
Book myself.
He's booking himself to be pleased with this. Tiffy, who have you picked? Was that Morse code? I'm not sure.
I said book yourself, I'm booking myself.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that. I'm hearing typing.
Used to push-to-talk.
Oh, okay. Good. Excellent. Get used to it. It's his first week, guys. Give him a break. So we'll let you go first, Tiffy, this time. So wrestling is all about pretense. We suspend our disbelief that someone actually approved the design for John Cena's latest T-shirt. We also get to pretend that the idea of the World Heavyweight Champion versus the WWE Champion on Raw is a rare, exciting occurrence. But hey, we'll run with it. But it did get me thinking, though. What if we could take any champion from any promotion from any time and put them together in a main event match on Raw? I mean, the choices are endless. For example, you could have ECW champion Tommy Dreamer versus former WBA heavyweight champion Mike Tyson in an ear-eating contest. Former WWE champion Kurt Angle versus TNA beer-drinking champion James Storm, with the loser having to try and pry back Kurt Angle's phone as he claims that his Twitter's being hacked. Anyway, I'm sure you guys can think of some better examples. So, which two champions would you put in a match? Why? And how do you imagine it playing out? Let's go over to Furry Irish Balls. Tiffy, your two champions, please.
I have to give this a little bit of thought. I'm going to pick WWE Champion Alberto Del Rio versus World Heavyweight Champion Alberto Del Rio. Now, the reason being is that this match will be absolutely gangbusters if it was put on in Mexico. I mean, all you have to do is just... You could even put one of them under a mask and have one of them be Dos Caras again. That's great. And plus, you know, you could bring in so many fans from all the alternate realities that this would cause to merge into one spot. So, I mean, you could have a crowd of literally millions of Mexican wrestling fans. The door would just be amazing. And you could charge so much for this dream match of Alberto Del Rio versus Alberto Del Rio. And who doesn't want to hear two Ricardo Rodriguez try to out Alberto Del Rio each other? So
I can only imagine that would be the longest entrance in history, with just the Del Rio going on and on and on and on. And I can also imagine immigration panicking with hordes of Mexicans trying to get to see the show.
And could you imagine both of them trying to call the other one the smaller Chihuahua too?
I'll give you an extra point for that. You got in just under the gun there. Let's move over. Let's go and speak to GoldenEye. GoldenEye, Alberto Del Rio versus Alberto Del Rio. Do you have anything that could beat that?
Oh, that's pretty tough to beat, but I think I've got one. You see, I choose WCW World Heavyweight Champion Hollywood Hulk Hogan versus WWE Champion Triple H. However, you also have to look at the reign that each one had. Like, according to Wikipedia for this one, during the rematch from this week's Starrcade, Randy Anderson was knocked unconscious and Nick Patrick came down, counting Sting's shoulders down and awarded the title to Hogan. Sting, however, left with the belt while Hogan still claimed to be champion. The ending of this match was not shown on TV until the following Thursday. And then you also count this one for Triple H. On April 17, 2000, Jericho defeated Triple H for the WWF champion after Hebner's fast count. Later that night, Triple H forced Hebner to reverse the decision. So the actual question here is, which one is the most ready, which one is the most buried, and which one is the most complete bullshit?
That's an interesting tale of the tape there. I mean, does Triple H just have to literally bury Hogan? Or does Hogan use politics to make Triple H bury himself? I would like to see that match. I'm also going to give a bonus point to the audience for Table of Japan, saying that one of the Alberto Del Rios would run over the other one and then feel really bad about it. So you can have an extra point there, audience. Congratulations. Your first point of the evening. Let's have a look at the scores after the WWE round. And currently still in the lead with 29 points of the Furry Irish Balls, slightly behind Wyatt's second cousins twice removed with 22 points, two rubber ducks. Let's move on. We're going to attempt a brand new round this evening, ladies and gentlemen. These always go well. That's right. We can rewrite the history just as much as WWE can. Our brand new round is called Announcement. In this round, the team captain will take the role of a wrestler who is making an announcement. However, they have no idea who they are or what they are announcing. The captain will be taking questions from the opposing team, who does know who they are and does know what they are announcing. And the team captain will have to try and guess who they are. Does that sound confusing? Good. Excellent, because we designed it to be. So, let's have GoldenEye. GoldenEye, if you could go into a different room for the moment, and we'll invite you back in a little bit later, and I will inform you of who you are supposed to be. Okay, so, Furry Irish Balls, GoldenEye is Sin Cara admitting that he is actually Bobby Lashley. That's Sin Cara admitting that he's actually Bobby Lashley.
He's not going to talk.
Okay.
I knew it.
So, if someone could go and get GoldenEye or bring GoldenEye, I might have to poke him. Here we go, we'll poke him. Come back. There we go.
Well, everyone's gone.
Everyone's gone in to try and fetch GoldenEye.
So basically,
it's a two-man job.
Okay, GoldenEye, whenever you are ready, they are now informed of who you are and what you're here to announce. When you're ready, take away your press conference, your announcement.
Yes, good evening, everybody. I would just like to announce that I am retiring from wrestling because of AIDS. All right, I'll be taking questions now.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Tiffy Lockhart from the Wrestling Observer. How did the boss take this idea?
The boss took this idea. He was very distraught about it. You know, the fact that I have AIDS and I'm having to, you know, tell everybody that I'm retiring because of it. All right, next question.
Swerve is facing Ting from the Crumpet Observer here. What do you think is the reason why you got the AIDS? Did you botch the condom, perhaps? Or did you do something else? You know, botching a condom or having some unusual, silly red lighting that caused you to have AIDS or something?
No, it was none of that. Actually, I don't really know how I got it anyways. Alright, next question.
I have a question.
Yes.
When are you going to finally receive your TNA World Heavyweight title shot that you earned many years ago?
That is going to be very difficult because, after all, you know, I have AIDS. I don't know if I'll be able to wrestle again. So, it's going to be very hard to...
But that is tragic.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to figure that out. All right, next question.
Tiffy Lockhart, Wrestling Observer, one more time. Now, everyone knows that, you know, of course you get AIDS from being gay. I mean, how else would you get it? But do you think that because you're gay, also in addition to having AIDS, do you think hell will be calling your name?
That is going to be a pretty difficult thing. I mean, you know, just going to be very difficult to decide about that.
Douglas Williams here, former Ring of Honor Pure champion. Why are you so goddamn racist towards the black people?
Jesus goddammit.
Okay.
I have something to add.
Okay, right, Swerve, we'll let you have your final question, and then we'll see if GoldenEye has any idea who he is here.
Since you've tried jumping from sport to sport, are you going to try another sport like spear throwing or even fighting bears?
That's going to be very difficult. I might take up bowling.
I mean, I'll give you a point. Okay, GoldenEye, do you have any idea who you are?
Question. I think it was suicide.
Close enough.
You were Sin Cara admitting that you are actually Bobby Lashley.
Oh, damn it.
I have no idea why you decided to bring AIDS into this discussion.
Bobby Lashley have AIDS?
Well, guess what? It was a swerve. I don't really have AIDS. I'm not Magic Johnson.
He botched having AIDS.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
So, Tiffy, why don't you go into another room? We'll see if we can revive this.
I'll go in the corner and plug my ears. I'll be back.
Okay. So, Fairy Irish Balls, your responsibility is... hang on. You went... Wait, sorry. Wyatt's second cousin's twice removed. Tiffy is going to be Edge, who has just cashed in the Money in the Bank on the Queen of England. So that's Edge, who has just cashed in Money in the Bank on the Queen of England.
I like this.
I'll go again.
Okay, now.
So, the idea... Right. So if someone could bring Tiffy back...
I'm here.
Tiffy, without announcing that you have AIDS, could you start...
Honestly, I'll try my hardest.
Too late for that.
Whenever you're ready, take it away.
I'd like to thank the members of the press for coming out for this very serious announcement. It's really been hard for me to come out and admit this publicly, but I will be taking open questions now because I feel I need to do. I need to actually be open about this. So you, sir.
Yes, I have a question. You have just shocked the world in front of the millions and millions of the WWE Universe. How do you feel at this moment right now after your heinous actions?
Oh, it's just, I'd like to apologize, first of all. The WWE Universe did not deserve what I did. And I'm disappointed that I let down millions and millions of my fans, especially children, you know. So that's all really I can say about that, is I'm sorry. I'll take the next question, please.
Golden Eye here, PW Insider. How do you feel now that you realize that you have pissed off basically what amounts to an entire nation?
Apparently I can't apologize enough, and I'll be apologizing for this for the rest of my life. And I'm perfectly okay with that because I do own up to exactly what I did, and I will be visiting that nation, and I will be giving some of my wrestling salary to starving children in that area. Thank you.
Adam the Feverish from
William Douglas and his former Circle of Honor Pure champion that is now the new father of Table of Japan. What the fuck do you have against my queen, mate? I swear I will wreck you unless.
thank you for removing that, man. Thank you, security. I'd like to keep this a little bit civil. Thank you. We don't need hostile robot interviewers in this in this press conference. Thank you,
Adam Feverish from dirtsheet.dirtsheet.com. Will this change of scenery be good for your career-ending injuries?
You know, it's I really wish I could make it up to people, but apparently, yeah, my career-ending injury, it really is hindering my ability to make this up in the ring and make up for my character. But the change of scenery, I will say, will help me clear my mind, and it will help me just get through this trying time. And let's just go ahead and move on. Next question, please.
Hi, Sky from Rob Dog's Basement. We have a question. Now that on this day you have completely just shattered everyone else's expectations on how things were supposed to go, would you have done it any other way?
Honestly, not this way. I wouldn't have done it this way. You know, you can't take back what you did, and I see clearly now. So I'd really like to just, you know, move on with my life and hope that we can just move past this tragedy. And I'm very sorry. Next question, please.
Yes, I just have a. Actually, this is more of a statement. I got a message from your mother. She says,
my mother. She's a very nice person. I'd like to ask if you don't drag her into this. My family had nothing to do with this. This is all my decision. They don't support what I did. In fact, I've been ostracized by my family for what I did. So, excuse me.
Okay, I think you've had enough questions, Tiffy. Do you have any idea who you are and what you have done?
Am I Edge, and did I cash in money in the bank on the whole country?
You are Edge, who just cashed in the money in the bank on the Queen of England.
Oh God!
Hello.
Okay,
I'm sorry,
that came from.
Right,
see, I was wondering where that was going. I'm like, Mrs. Doubtfire, hold on.
Okay. I just got the Mrs. Doubtfire thing. Excellent, brilliant. Okay. Well, that round has slightly changed things a little bit because. Well, it hasn't changed things, it's just increased the gap, really. Now in the lead with 43 points are the Furry Irish Bulls. Slightly behind on 27 points are Wyatt's second cousins, twice removed. A lot to play for. A lot to try and pick up here, guys. Hopefully you can make it up with the TNA round, which this week is about factions. A bit like factions, but without some of the pirates.
Without Scott Steiner.
That's a literal joke on a podcast, so... So, team captains, who have you picked out of your team to do a round about teams? GoldenEye, who have you picked for the TNA round?
I have picked Sky.
Sky! And on the other team, Furry Irish Bulls. I wonder who you've picked for the TNA round.
I wonder who it could be. It's Swerveface. Oh, my God.
Shock horror. I am shocked and dismayed. So, here we go. A lot has happened within TNA in the last few months that we've been off the air. Some people have actually started calling it the better product because it doesn't last as long to reduce hatred. TNA took a risk last week by revealing suicide. I mean, so much of a risk. If you think the last time a wrestling company revealed a suicide, Mr. McMahon came back to life. We've been reassured, however, by Triple H that Vince is well and truly buried and did not come back to life this time. Suicide was revealed to be the crotch-thrusting Austin Aries, who will be facing Bully Ray for the World Heavyweight Championship at Destination X. Also looming in the background is a storyline that hasn't reared its head in many years. The main event mafia is reforming. Kurt Angle and Sting are putting together a faction to take on the Biker Mice from Mars. A faction to take on the men who stare at goats. To take on the entire WCW Roadhog pay-per-view. I'm sorry, just all these biker groups. What is it with picking a generic theme and just making a faction out of it? I mean, for example, if you had the opportunity to take a particular walk of life, a lifestyle or a common occupation, which would you pick to make a stable out of, and who would the members be? So let's go to Sky. Sky, form me a faction out of some kind of walk of life or occupation.
I would probably start with bondage slaves. Because while they have never really seen much time out in the sunlight, mostly because they didn't say the safe word, I feel like they're a very important part of wrestling culture. I mean, they spend most of their time in submission holds, or just submitting in general. And just think about it. How much more pain can any other wrestler take if they get paid to get to just take beatings? And obviously they've had quite a bit of training inside dungeons. So I feel like just a group, maybe even from just from the talent that's already there, like... You have Abyss, get Mick Foley in to be the manager. You could even have, just pull a couple of fans out. They definitely like the product, so they've got to be masochists.
I'll give you an extra chance to earn some bonus points. You mentioned safety words. In this group, this faction, presumably, you know, there would be a name for the faction, but there'd also be a safety word. What would that safety word be?
More.
Well played, sir. Well played.
Feed me more.
Way well played. Okay, let's go over to the other side. Let's go to Swerveface. Swerve, which group of people are you going to put together for a faction, and which wrestlers are going to be in it?
Now, I see these things come up. Now, it's not bondage, but you ever seen those people who've got these they're like coloured suits? And they've got, you can't see their faces, you can't see anything. They look like fucking jelly babies.
Morphies.
So, we're going to have these jelly babies, and they're going to be on tricycles, because we need stuff that are going to be on wheels. So, you know, I don't know, we could have wheelchairs, but, well, we could have wheelchairs, because TNA has a ramp that goes to the ring. So they can actually come on and roll and keep rolling, what? And, yeah. But who would be on it? Well, first of all, we can have T.G. Perkins, Suicide, Manic, or whatever. And he can be called Bassett's. He can be called the fucking Bassett's All Sorts guy. And then we'll have fan favourites like Eddie, Chavo Guerrero. Eddie Guerrero. And he's going to throw bags that says Eddie over them. We're going to have Eddie-O's, a new type of cereal. We're going to have Garrett Bischoff, because he is the future of wrestling. You know, he's going to be the next world champion. TNA does like to take hints from WWE, so how about they've watched an episode of NXT and they look at the best person there is ever, Bo Dallas, and they think, well... We've got a son or something. We'll have the world champion. He's going to go over Bully Ray with his tricycle or whatever, tricycle wheelchair thing. And you can't see his face, so you don't know who it is. And then to lead it, I think we've got to have the person who is really the most ready. Because we can't have someone like Christy Henry, because she'd just get harassed, even if she was wearing some sort of pink suit. We need Brooke Hogan. Do you know why? But if you look at those legs, brother, look at those legs, dude. Seriously, all the garage doors are opening, brother, and my service bottle is about to squirt out double cream. Oh, God, all those jelly babies, brother. Look at them! Look, they're spurting out! We've got no fans watching this show, no wonder, because of fucking jelly babies. What's next? You know what? I think we're going to have something like Live Suicides or a bunch of Nazis, you know? Bring back Hans Holocaust. We're going to have an idea.
I had to stop it there, man, because cause that was... I think everyone needs to have a deep, hot bath after that, because
what
I...
What the fuck did I just hear?
I actually... I've been a little bit dirty.
I just came in and...
I'm going to go and wash my
hands. Why did you come in at this point? I just came in and... Man, what? That was...
I think that was more far-fetched than the time I booked John Cena in a 30-day main event against Al Tifler and the fucking Rock.
I honestly think that you could actually you could replace the minus one button with just shut up Swerveface.
No, I dislike this.
Let's just move on, guys. Let's have a look at the scores after that round. Despite the jelly babies on 49 points, are the furry Irish boys slightly behind. A gap has been shrunk down now. It's a tight gap. Wyatt Second Cousins twice with 42 points. Excellent, guys. Let's move on. Let's move on to our next free-for-all round, which is Blind Date. Yes, unfortunately, Dustin Delta can't be here to enjoy it. The team captain here will be the contestant on a dating show, where they'll have to guess the identity of potential bachelors behind curtains 1, 2, and 3, who each have something to do with wrestling and will be played by the other team. The team captain will get two rounds of questions trying to identify the wrestling personality. So let's let those in last place go first. Which I believe is GoldenEye's team. So GoldenEye, you're going to be the contestant. I'm now going to send each one of the contestants their bits and pieces. Hang on, actually, let me do it this way. It might be easier. It might not be easier. Oh dear. Amuse yourselves for just a second. Oh, you stupid computer. This is preparation, guys.
La 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 la, sing a happy song.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up, Swerve.
Hey.
Nope.
Nothing you can say. Can shut up.
Yes, the audience is precipitating.
And that's for you, sir. And do you know what, Cobra, for the next round, could you do this?
Oh, God.
Could you just open the Google Doc and just, for the guys for Team B, I'll tell you who they are for the next round. It's actually handy that you guys have all switched back to your original names, because this makes it a lot more easier. Okay, so, Tiffy, Swerve, and PX, you are Bachelors 1, 2, and 3 in that order. GoldenEye, when you are ready, you are the Bachelorette. You can take it away and start asking questions.
All right, Bachelor 1, if you were a job, or if you were, you know, in a certain job, what job do you think you would be other than a wrestler?
What kind of interview is this? Never mind. If I were a job other than this, I'd probably be a race car driver, probably. But, you know, I really wanted this job, you know. It's confusing me, because I believe we sat down for this job. I'm kind of, I don't know.
All right. Bachelor 2. What is your favorite food?
My favorite food is goldfish. You know, goldfish. Because when you are totally goosed out your mind, you want to reach into the fish tank and eat goldfish.
Okay. goldfish. All right, Bachelor 3, what is your favorite animal?
My favorite animal? I like Orton. Why? How can you like Orton? Orton sucks. Man, what are you talking about? Orton doesn't suck. Orton's great. Orton's the viper. Orton's the snake. Man, fuck Orton. I want to see John Cena. John Cena. No one likes John Cena in here. Get out of here with John Cena. I don't want to see John Cena. Push Zack Ryder. What do you mean, push Zack Ryder? Hey, guys, it's an ad break. Let's all talk about anime. What's your favorite anime? Who's your favorite Orimo character? Fuck, I don't want to talk about anime. Talk about wrestling, you fags.
Okay, Bachelor A, what is your favorite website?
The internet is shit.
Well played, sir. Well played.
Now, if you excuse me, I'm going to get in the ring and I'm going to show you what I can do, okay? All right? How do you like me now?
All right. Person 2, what kind of car do you drive?
Cars I drive? I don't drive a car. I just drive using the fresh air and the grass. You know, I like grass, by the way. I have to tell you, I would ride on grass if I wanted to. Any sort of plant, really, you know. And you'd come up to me. And you'd say hello, and, you know, my eyes would just be rolling over because, man, look at that green grass there.
All right, and person 3. Who is the person that you look up to?
Who's the person I look to? John Cena, of course. John Cena is my favorite. Man, what did I tell you to talk about John Cena? He's the worst. You should look up Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan's the best wrestler. Daniel Bryan, man, I've had enough of Daniel Bryan. When's CM Punk come back? CM Punk in the house shows? I don't think CM Punk's in the house shows. He should be on more house shows. Sup, Boo? Yeah, you're getting kicked for saying Sup, Boo. Ah, man, don't kick me for saying Sup, Boo. New facts, they should all type exclamation mark Liz. What are you talking about, exclamation mark Liz? We're talking about wrestlers, best wrestlers, who we should look up to. We should look up to Brock Lesnar, for God's sake. He's the biggest. He's the best, right? I look up to the great colleague because he's the tallest. You're getting kicked for that.
PX there, ladies and gentlemen, playing the Rip. Irish version of Vicky Pollard.
I think I know who all three of them are.
Okay, GoldenEye, who was contestant number one?
Bobcore Holly.
It was indeed Hardcore Holly, who has mistaken this blind date for a tryout match from Velocity, so well done, a point there, well done. Who was contestant number two?
Rob Van Dam.
Rob Van Dam, indeed. Well done. And contestant number 3?
3 for 3, the Woo IRC.
A generic IRC chat room jury in a pay-per-view. Well done. That will do. Well done. 3 for 3.
We got the point.
Well done. I'll give you a bonus 3 points for that. Well done. For getting all three. So let's go over to Tiffy. I believe Cobra. The identities for GoldenEye, Adam the Feverish, and Sky. And when I get the all clear on that, we'll go ahead with the second round.
While this is going on, people are chanting, "We want Ziggler!
We want Ziggler!
Listen to him shout, "We want Sheamus!"
We want... No, we don't want Bo Dallas.
And there we are. All the people should have their people.
Have you all got your people, guys?
Yep.
Yes,
I do.
Good, excellent. Okay, Tiffy, whenever you're ready, Band take PX. It away.
All right, Bachelor number 1. Now, I know that a lot of you wrestlers have a lot of championships and accolades. Which one of those do you think would be your, which one of those would you bring on a date with me? What kind of accessories would you bring?
Oh, well, I would bring, you know, I guess some barbed wire, you know, some, you know, 2x4. But let's not talk about my titles. I mean, what titles? I mean, really, what titles? I deserve more titles for what I did in wrestling.
Sorry, I got a little flustered from that. Bachelor number two. What kind of, how would you dress up on a date with me? How would you impress me with your dress sense?
Excuse me. Bachelor number two says he would dress in the finest silks. That is all. And...
Boy, you sound animalistic. Bachelor number three. If we were to go on a trip somewhere, where would you take me?
Oh, I'd probably take you somewhere sturdy. Somewhere that's kind of unbreakable. Like Japan, maybe. Lots of things there are really, really just... You just get that feeling of security, knowing nothing will ever break there, like our love for each other.
You're romantic. Okay. Bachelor number one, again. Who would you say is your best friend? Because if we're going to be together, I have to meet your friends. Who would you say is your best friend?
I've had many best friends, you know, wherever I've gone. You know, I've been everywhere. I think my best friend would be Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan and a little bit of HLA.
Okay, I can get into some HLA. I might not sound it, but... Bachelor number two. Let's see, what could I ask you? Where would you want to move in together? What type of house would you want?
Bachelor number two says... A very tall one.
Okay, bachelor number three. I would like to know, what's your workplace like? I mean, what do you do all day?
Well, we try the best we can, but, you know, occasionally things go wrong. We move from town to town. We go from anywhere from the biggest stages of them all to tiny little bingo halls. And, you know, we do the best we can. It's really just a matter of just noticing the little things, you know?
I believe we're being joined from inside his toilet.
Indeed.
So, Tiffy, do you have any idea who your mystery bachelors were?
Not a lot of idea, but I'll try my best here. GoldenEye is Mick Foley.
No.
Is he Terry Funk?
No, he was Eric Bischoff.
Oh,
HLA.
No, I thought you were just playing. I thought you were just playing off the Mick Foley loves Eric Bischoff.
So. No.
All right.
What a convoluted thing there,
Uncle Eric.
Yeah, the weapons was because he was once a WCW Hardcore Champion.
I didn't know that off the top of my head. So, now, Bachelor number two anything but the Great Khali.
Indeed, it was indeed the Great Khali. And contestant number three?
Oh, boy. I have an idea. I don't know if it's right. Is he a Japanese table?
No. It was an episode of Botchamania.
Oh, you didn't get that one right?
Jesus! Honestly, I will say that was my second guess. I don't know why I went with the simple one. I should.
I'll give you an extra point for getting one right, but that's all I can do. That's all I can give you, man. Let's have a look at the scores after that.
One out of ten. That's the best you can give me.
It's a little bit of a change around here. 63 points. Wyatt second. Carlton's twice removed. Jump to the lead. 61 points just behind are the Fairy Irish Bulls. Let's have a look at this week's final round before spontaneous promotion, which is all about the WWE app. And according to my sheet here, it's Adam the Feverish versus PX. So, I heard about the WWE app through the Christmas show. It's the app that keeps on giving. I genuinely didn't believe that the WWE, who have had great technological success with Power to the People, upload your own photo to the WWE fan tour, and of course, who can forget the WWE Network? So they would decide to venture out into the realm of apps. Now, I don't have the app, but from what I understand, It's essentially the website on your phone permanently. Not brilliant, but I think we could help. You know, after all, here on Shoot Promo, we have been responsible for many a reinvention and revolution. So, what improvements could and should be made to the WWE app to make it truly worth its price tag of absolutely nothing? So, let's go over to the furry Irish Bulls who are slightly behind. PX, what additions would you make to the app?
Oh, we're behind now, so I have to go first this time. Okay.
Yes.
Let's see. I think the most important thing for the WWE app is to be as interactive as possible. So it should all be about interaction. When a wrestler is coming down to the ring that the fans at home don't like, they should be able to press a button on the WWE app that activates a trap door in the ramp so they fall through and are replaced with a better wrestler. I think if the app was extremely interactive to a point that you could almost call it the Sims WWE edition, where you can completely customize wrestlers, maybe change some skin colors around to affect pushes for certain wrestlers. Just in general, just completely customizable. I think while there's a match going on, there should be more interaction. I think if we can control a tiny little hand so we can interact with the match while it's happening, perhaps when Daniel Bryan has a submission hold on, we can click a little tickle button to tickle his arms to break the hold to help our other favorite wrestlers during the match instead. I think there should also be a button on the WWE app that just sets off a theme song of your choice during a match, which will signify interference in that match. A Vince Russo button, we could call it. And finally, there should be, for backstage segments, we should be able to, just like in The Sims, activate a way to remove all the doors in the room and lock, perhaps, John Cena in a room with no doors and just a water cooler that he has to drink from constantly before he eventually passes away.
Sad times indeed. I believe Kevin Dunn has just joined the channel, everyone. Let's hope he's not taking notes.
Do they then have to take selfies with the Grim Reaper?
You know he'd just get out of it. Those are some stacked odds. He can get out of those.
Those are some odds.
Eventually, when Cena meets the Grim Reaper and they play rock, paper, scissors for his life, the match seems to go on forever and ever because, as we all know, John Cena never gives up.
Oh.
I'm kind of disappointed that you didn't mention anything,
you know, talking about The Sims, that you didn't mention just randomly summoning Godzilla.
That's not
we have
City,
that.
Man.
That's called Kali.
It's not yet, Sim City. That's the next one. That's
Didn't JBL already summon Godzilla once?
He did. Yes, indeed.
He eats pizza.
An extra 2 points there for the audience. There, you're now on three.
Pizza.
Let's go over to Adam the Feverish, who probably will mention Godzilla at some point. I hope. Your improvements to the WWE app, sir.
Well, I'd hate to disagree with PX there, but what I think they should do with the WWE app is not have a WWE app encompassing all of WWE. What they need to do is split it up a different app for each wrestlers. For instance, Daniel Bryan could have like a sort of a magic eight ball kind of app where you ask him a question and he'll answer yes or no. Kane's could have an app. A hot or not app where you can vote on pictures of certain women or men that you find hot or not. And if they're not, you can set them on fire. Ron Simmons could have a new app where you could add to the end of your calls just 10 seconds of silence and then, damn! And then, I got one. Fandango could also have an app where that allows you to record 30 seconds of audio and a repetitive video and then make your own meme. And then it will post it everywhere and it will just appear all over WWE television and they won't fucking stop talking about it and it'll make everybody sick with it within the week.
Isn't that just creative? I forget these days. Some good suggestions there. Oh, Kevin Dunn has left, everyone. So maybe we will see some improvements to the app there. I suppose he's only head of television, but who knows? He has influence everywhere. Let's have a look at the scores before we go into spontaneous promotion. Currently still in the lead with 73 points. Are Wyatt's second cousins twice removed, just behind on 69 points, are the fairy Irish Bulls as we move into our final round, which is spontaneous promotion where the teams try and make up some final points before heading in to defend the indefensible. Two members of each team will randomly select a wrestler, situation, and a wild card by using the letters A to D. Bonus points will be given for good impressions and remaining in character as much as possible. Thursday, of course, was the 4th of July, the day when America was founded by Ronald McDonald and King Burger of Burger King in Kentucky, fried chicken. America is the home of professional wrestling, and it is important that as a podcast about wrestling, that we honor America for giving us such great wrestling and wrestling promotions like IWA Mid-South. So in honor of America, we have given up those wildcards to those things that America hold close. So, that being said, team captains, who have you selected to be spontaneously promoted? Let's find out. GoldenEye, who have you picked?
There's nothing more American than Adam and Skyler.
He's sacrificing his own teammates here, Adam and Skyler. And Tiffy, who have you picked?
We forgot to pick before the fucking thing, so we haven't decided yet. He's going to call it an audible right now.
I'd say a way to throw us under the bus, but never mind.
I will be a little bit selfish and, first of all, figure out how to use push-to-talk again. I will take one round for myself, and I will let them decide amongst themselves who they want to.
I guess I'll take it.
It's going to be Swerveface and Tiffy. Okay. So, Adam, you get the opportunity of going first. You get to pick three letters, A, B, C, or D. What are you going for?
I'm going to go AAA, like America.
AAA, like America's credit rating. So you are Wade Barrett. You have just been betrayed by your tag team partner, Heath Slater. However, you are also taking orders through a drive-thru where Mark Henry, The Big Show, Tommy Dreamer, and Cheeks have all pulled up too. So that's Wade Barrett. Taking orders from Mark Henry, The Big Show, and Tommy Dreamer, and Cheeks. So whenever you're ready, Adam the Feverish, take it away.
Can you believe this? Oh, I can't believe this. This is madness. This is unbearable. I can't take this anymore. I mean, Heath Slater, really. I got betrayed by him. Out of everyone. I mean, that pasty ginger twat. Hello, welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order? Okay, slow down. There's a lot there. Hold on. Okay, so that's five number sevens, eight large fries, two pies, just any kind of chicken pot pies. All right. Wait, what's that? We don't even have pizza here. This is a fast food restaurant. All right. All right. 10 gallons of soda. Diet soda. Oh, well, yeah, clearly. All right. Just pass to the next window. Gah.
There was no number five. And number seven, and number 42, and a large...
Took me 15 years to make an order.
A number 15 with extra sauce.
Oh, dear. Okay, let's go over to Swerveface. Swerveface, what are you going to pick?
I will take the traditional BBC.
BBC.
Swerveface, someone your age shouldn't be choosing BBC.
Now then.
Communist.
So, you are Drew McIntyre. You have just won Diva of the Year Award. However, you are also delivering a speech to the nation confirming that the US Army has hunted and killed Satan. So that's Drew McIntyre, so the northern part you've probably got. You've just won Diva of the Year Award, and you're the President of the United States, and they've just killed Satan. If you're ready, Swerveface, take it away.
Hey, Teddy, look up to me. Right, I've got to tell you something. I want to say thank you to all my fans who voted me for Diva of the Year. Wait. I don't have any fans because, you know, do you ever see me on TV? Do you ever see me on anything? You know, I bet Zach Ryder probably gets something. But wait, then I realized I'm in a band. I'm in a band with three men, and I've won a women's title, a gravy bowl, and you know something? I've also got an important announcement to announce as you actually think, okay, I mean, I look black, but I'm indeed the President of the United States and my fellow Americans. Yesterday evening, a elite team of Navy Dolphins went into the depths of hell and killed our great enemy from below, which was Linda McMahon. We have killed Satan. Satan is now dead. And the horrors have become apparent, and as a result of this, there will be no further mention of Satan on any of our programming. This instead, we offer you, we want to entertain you with my Divas of the Year, and I want to do this because I've got my friend, what's your name? I've got Taryn Terrell here. And before she beats me up, I'm going to be a diva, and I'm going to do a roll-up on her, and we're going to do this in about 5 seconds. So, 1, 2, 3, ding, 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 ding.
Thank you very much, Drew McIntyre, played there by Swerve Racer. Missed... Academy Award-winning performance there. The best Scottish accent since Mel Gibson on... whichever.
Everyone thought he wasn't going to be that good.
Now look at him.
Want
a Scottish accent? Well, I'll try something. You know, how about I say purple burglar alarm?
Please don't.
I say that.
Move on.
I believe it's purple burglar alarm.
Move on. Let's go to Skylar.
All right.
Let's go. That is going to pick, my friend. You've got B. Sorry, you've got CD, BD to pick from.
I'm going to go with CD.
And another one. You got big three letters.
CD, yes.
CDD or CDB?
CDB, whatever.
No! We got there! We got there! Don't worry. It's good. He's on the wrong show. Okay, you're Nigel McGuinness. You are about to have your own version of the highlight. However, you are a gun-toting maniac who may have misunderstood what the shoot is for. So that's Nigel McGuinness, highlight reel, gun-toting maniac. Whenever you're ready, Sky, take it away.
Alright, welcome to me highlight reel. And now what I got here is me first robbery. It's me holding up a liquor store, telling them how much of a champion I am. And how much the TNA screwed me. Probably a reason why I want to hurt him. Did you hear me that, Hogan? I want to hurt it. I want them to hurt. And here you see my next highlight. It's me skinning a kid. From Japan, I am whoever I say I am. You hear me? I will make sure that you see this highlight reel. I'll make sure everyone sees this one. It's just me, and it is Dave. Dave, we've been sitting here for 2 hours, and this is the first highlight reel where we're gonna have a live death. That's all I got.
Feel dirty.
Yeah, Nigel McGuinness, everyone, played by an Australian there.
Oh, well done. Fuck off.
God damn it, mate. It's Nathan Jones.
It's all right, don't worry. We've had Drake and Mr. Freeze on this show before, so it's okay.
No, Batman. What kills him?
Kill the dinosaurs. The Ice Age.
You're making me cold.
Okay, Tiffy, my friend, it's your first time on the show. We had to give you the slim pickings. Are you ready for the slim prickings?
I wanted the D, Skylar. Damn it, you didn't give me all the D.
Don't worry, that's
you get
after
two
the
D's,
show.
Get two D's, so at least you get the slim pickings.
Oh,
so you are Seamus.
D's, that's wonderful.
You are Seamus. You have decided that enough is enough, and someone has to take action and stand against the factions mentioned in the faction round, so you might want to go for the Jelly Babies. I don't know. However, you are also a Fox News podcast delivering a report on the last promo. So that's Seamus taking a stand against Jelly Babies and also a Fox News podcast. So whenever you are ready, Tiffy, take it away.
Oh, God.
Oi, fella, breaking news here. That's a horrible... Oi, fella, breaking news here.
Keep going!
Major McGuinness has just busted into Hulk Hogan's wrestling room, fella, and he's just boo-kicked him in the face. You need to call 1-800-FELLA for that one there. And listen, oh my God, there's jelly baby Nazis going down the street. I don't believe it. Listen... Oh, God.
The Australians are back.
We're taking over, brother.
They always say criminals return to the scene of crime.
And now the Australians are taking over! And now everybody's Australian! They've released Australian nerve gas into the air! I don't believe it! I need to go down under and bird kick me a kangaroo!
Fucking great save.
You know, in Australia, everything wants to kill you, but what about a great white, fella?
Fantastic save.
I'm done. I can't do it.
Holy shit.
Oh,
I choked so hard, and Skylar, don't make a fucking gay joke out of that.
Penis.
See, I didn't have to.
No need to know what you're saying.
Fox News wins, lol. Let's have a look at the finals to see who is going to go in to defend the indefensible, take the star prize. Well, it is an 8-point difference, ladies and gentlemen, with 90 points to 82. This week's winners are... Wyatt's second cousins twice removed!
Yeah!
Oh. What a swerve!
So congratulations. Commiserations to Fairy Irish Prince.
Yes.
And cousins twice removed as we move into our final round where this week's winning team has to battle it out for our star prize, which this week is a pink, perfect for all occasions, be it being fired from your own company by your son-in-law or seeing John Cena that you're retiring from professional wrestling. The pink suit, ladies and gentlemen, for all occasions. The team captain will assign both himself and his team captains with a letter B or C. Each letter corresponds to a statement that no wrestling fan could defend, but they will have to for 30 seconds. The person that defends the statement the best will go away with the star prize, and the players will be judged by the defeated team of Fairy Irish Bulls. If there's a tie, I will cast a deciding vote. So, GoldenEye, which order are we going to be hearing from people?
Skylar gets A, I get B, Adam gets C.
Okay, you ready, sir? Guy? Blue okay. Sky.
Yo.
Hi.
You're A for the Invincible.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to roll.
Okay. Your statement to defend is... WWE should out Chikara and produce a show where no one wrestles and everyone is friends. Your time starts now.
Well, you see, we live in a dark age. It's a dark age with so much violence and corruption and just pain and suffering. What do we need more of? Ants hugging. Lots of ants hugging. As a matter of fact, we're going to have the all-ant hugging hour where every ant that has ever been part of Chikara starts at the beginning of the ring. They walk over the side of the ring, over the rope. Oh,
Time's up, my friend. It seems like a long time, but it's actually very, very short. 30 seconds. So,
yeah, no shit. Sex Live.
Let's go over to GoldenEye.
That's
are you ready, sir?
That's not something you want to admit.
Yep, brief.
Okay, your statement is, Bully Ray should unmask himself as Sting, who then unmasks himself to be Vince Russo. Your time starts now.
Well, of course he should unmask himself to be Sting, first of all, because, I mean, Sting is so successful. I mean, you look at TNA trying to hire all these WCW guys who were successful whenever they were around in WCW. So, of course, he would be a draw. But then Vince Russo, oh, my goodness, that would just make for absolute swerve of the year by Vince Russo, the master of the swerve and the pole match.
3 seconds.
Penis.
Good use of the 3 seconds.
All
though.
The
well
points.
Done. Good use.
10 out of 10.
Okay, Adam, are you ready?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. Your statement is simply, John Cena versus Ambulance. Book it. Your time starts now.
Hell yes. How else do you expect to get an ambulance over? Put him against the top guy in the company, brother. I mean, he's already had been great as a manager for Ryback. He's just going to continue to build up and be better and better. I mean, I love his theme, the woo! It's great. I mean, you see him all the time. You know, he's gonna make them stop and then pull over to the right, brother. That's his deal. That's how we do. Is he done?
Perfect timing there. Perfect timing. Okay, so, Fairy Irish Bulls. Could you please send me your votes of who you think wins this week?
Brian Alvarez.
Yes, that's not an option.
Brian Alvarez wins.
Yeah, Swerveface and PX, that's not an option.
America wins.
Dave Meltzer.
Omega wins.
Could I have a Swerve? Could you change or PX? You're voting on who wins to defend the indefensible. Okay.
The audience win.
Cool. So, with a vote of 2-1, this week's winner going home with the pink suit is Adam the Feverish!
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on a wheel and a prayer.
I'm so confused right now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Shoot Promo. Of course, our next show will be Saturday the 13th of July, and we are still holding auditions. So if you fancy being a part of the show, go to our Facebook page for more details or come on to the TeamSpeak and find out. If you want to get more involved with the show, you can also follow us on Twitter at Shoot Promo or like us on Facebook.com/Shoot Promo. Let us know what you think of the shows as well as find details on how to be part of our audience. It only leaves me to say thank you very much to our two teams, the Fairy Irish Bulls, which were Tiffy.
Hi. And bye.
Swerveface.
If you actually endure Swerveface, watch Crumpets and Complaining on Sundays. Or
you can't
go
watch
there.
It.
If you want to remain sane, don't watch it.
You just
you want to remain sane. Yeah, take your headphones and shove them into your eye holes.
If you enjoy Swerveface, said nobody ever.
Wyatt's second cousin Stress Mood, which were GoldenEye.
I'm still in line to buy Shoot Promo the Flamethrower.
Adam the Feverish.
Believe it or not. Nah, I'm just fucking with you. Come on next week.
Dyla.
I will be giving Tiffy the D all night.
All night, baby.
Yeah.
I was your host, Red Reddington. Mints.
Shut up
the recording.
Shut the recording.